CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Tommy Lasorda said, "The prize goes to the guy who wants it more than the other guy." Welcome, Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who want it more than the other guy. Our first Playmakers company has more than $100 million in sales and 130,000 stores online, while our next Playmaker would be a private label water bottle if she were a promotional product. With us today is a CEO who created a platform for sporting goods dealers to create and manage online stores. Well, our next CEO's company has consistently been named one of her industry's top 50 distributors. These great Playmakers are Kent McKeag. Kent is founder and CEO of Order My Gear. And Chris Soroquaz. Chris is owner and CEO of ABGI, and we're going to begin today's show with Chris. Owner and CEO of ABGI, as I mentioned, Chris Soroquaz has 20-plus years of experience aiding companies' communication through customized identity pieces. ABGI has been consistently named, as I mentioned before, one of the industry's top 50 distributors. Now, ABGI is a leading supplier of office consumables, including commercial printing, forms, labels, direct mail, corporate identity products, and office supplies for the business market. ABGI provides almost any product or service to communicate with a company's prospects, clients, employees, or stockholders. Now, Chris's clients receive more than just printed materials. They secure a partnership. 31% of Chris's clients have been with ABGI for more than 10 years. ABGI's consultative approach allows them to build a solution to fit a company's unique needs and objectives. With all that, Chris, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you here. Now, you received your BBA with a focus on advertising from Michigan State, and that's what you do. But where and when did you begin your interest in advertising?
My goodness, that was a long time ago. But I can tell you that I've always had in my heart the wonderful branding that we help companies grow through their branding process. So everybody pays big top dollars for their brand, and we absolutely help them to grow their business through their brand. We make sure that when they have something, whether it's printed on paper, metal, cloth, clothing, that brand is in focus, that brand looks perfect on all mediums.
So can I say you're the brand police?
Absolutely.
Making sure you're standing guard, make sure it comes out
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. We call ourselves the logo cops.
There you go.
So, but from way back, I can remember that that was an exciting world for me. So I think that what we do today, we're not an advertising agency, to be sure, but what we do is we protect that brand that's been created by all the great ad agencies out there. So I do think that from a child, you know, the jingles and the ads growing up, I think that that's been, you know, something that's been with me a very long time.
That was your influence. So quickly, we're going to talk about ABGI, but what was the path from Michigan to Dallas?
Well, I actually ended up, I came down to Dallas to work for a distributor like myself. And I actually, I started ABGI 21 years ago because what I found was that I felt as though the supplier, our great supplier, vendor suppliers, and which are our partners, and our client relationships, it's really a three-legged stool, and they all have to be very strong. And I felt that when I was working with a particular company, that wasn't first and foremost. So when I started my company, I wanted to make sure that supplier partner relationship was very strong, and that we did what we said we were going to do for those partners, and also that our client relationships. You know, we put clients first at ABGI. That's one of our core principles, and we make sure that we have their interests and their goals and objectives in mind when we come to the table.
Well, your tagline, which is on your website, which is abgi.com, your brand in focus. What does that mean?
Again, we want to make sure that we are highlighting your brand in the best light, so that when we printed on any medium that it looks those brand standards are met, and that we are making sure that when things come in for distribution, because we love multiple cost center distribution. So when in our distribution center, when we kit things or pick and pack, we want to make sure that all those items, whether it's a coffee cup, whether it's a brochure, whether it's an annual report, no matter what it is, that brand is protected and that looks good across all mediums.
Well, you don't sell stuff. You have, as I mentioned before, a consultative approach. So talk about a typical client and the type of things that you would do for them to help them develop their business and incorporate their brand.
So many come to mind. One particular client is in the retail space. So we actually do different programs. So we look for programs and where we can flatten that supply chain out. And so say there's a program that for new store openings or new store events. So we're going to bring in, we do private label water. Obviously, that's a specialty of ours that we love. And then we may do a kitted snack kit. We may do, and this is all branded material. This has, you know, everybody's brand. We do labels for different, or maybe napkins for these events. We kit it all together, and we make sure that, because these events are very timely, so we get it all over the country for these events. We do an armored car client that we do a uniform program for them. We do all the consumable, all the HR forms. If there's it printed forms, sometimes they're electronic. Everything consumable in an office environment we can pretty much do.
So for a smaller business, you said you weren't an advertising agency. In essence, you work as similar to an advertising agency for those clients.
Surely.
Finding things, putting that together for them.
Right, absolutely. And we love to get on the beginning of any program so that we can help that great creative, and we can say, you know, let's look at different ways to get to the end result, and that is whether it's a packaged, whether it's kitted and packaged items, or whether it's actually a direct mail piece that goes out that leads those types of items. So again, the company objectives, the corporate objectives and initiatives are super important, and we want to get in on the very beginning of that phase.
So your goal with a client is what?
To get them what they need, what they want, instead of what we're selling, because we can sell. We're really product agnostic, because we really want to make sure that the client gets their
what's
needs
right
met.
For them.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, apparently you're doing the right thing, because almost a third of your clients have been with you for 10 years. So you're doing something right. My guess is, you correct me if I'm wrong, you must know an awful lot about your clients, both personally and professionally, to find out what they need. So you spend a lot of time with them, asking questions, getting into their head, and my guess is also coming up with stuff they didn't know was there.
Absolutely. And I think that the old knee-to-knee selling, that's our model. We love sitting down with our clients, and again, that consultative type approach. Retention is big for us, because once we get in, it seems as though our relationship does just grow, because we get to know their business almost as well as they do, because we have to know who their end clients are, who their internal users are, who their end users are, and we need to know how they go to market and understand that in order to serve them right.
You become a trusted partner to their
absolutely.
Business, and they tend to, my guess is also, they open up to you too.
Absolutely.
Talk to you in ways they may not talk to their other employees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To get to where they want to be. Was this what you wanted your business to look like? You said you were with another company before and they weren't doing exactly this. Is your company today what you wanted it to be?
Yes, absolutely. I think I am so encouraged by the business environment in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I'm hoping that your listeners will call us, and so that we can sit down with them and see what their needs and desires are to grow their business, because that's what we do. We help businesses grow. And I think that it's the most exciting thing when we can sit down at a conference table in Seattle or in Houston and really help them grow and understand. But also, when I hear people say, what else can ABGI do for us? Because it's so easy. We make it really easy. This is what we do. Let us do what we do best. And I think from there, I think it's a great, great model.
Well, you've been in business for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any playmaking moves or something that you encountered upon that was either negative or positive that got you to where you are today? Because over the 21 years, it wasn't perfect all the way.
No.
You've, I'm sure, had some struggles along the way. Anything that you had to struggle with that formed your business and got you where you are?
Contemplative risk taking. I think that we really there's a point when you have to say, okay, we're at this level, and in order to grow, we have to have the infrastructure and things set. We're building a new distribution center. Our distribution center now is in Coppell. We're building a new distribution center in Grapevine, 104,000 square feet. So that's a big project. Not my core competency is, you know, we're raising walls this week. So
you do warehouse.
Yes, some we of warehouse. Some yes, yes, we. Oh yes, we have a full distribution center. So we have pick and packing and things there in Coppell currently, but we're going to 104,000 square foot in Grapevine. So that's very, very exciting. And I would say that, you know, really, I was taught from a very young age to lean in. My mother, you know, taught me really to lean in very, very young. So I think that once you get some landmark and the larger client, I think, is kind of that signal to keep going and use that as leverage, because we sell on an enterprise level and love that space. Again, there's lots of moving parts there. We have buyers that are so sophisticated, and that makes us better. So I think to lean into that and really, you know, try, again, very thoughtfully, you know, we're very conservative in our approach, but yet I think looking back at getting those few really large clients that kind of broke things open for us and gave us the courage to move forward, and our platform, our front end is very dynamic. So
who's your ideal client? The kind of client you like working with? How big, how small?
We love companies that are 50 million and above that have maybe 100 employees. We love multiple cost center distribution. So anybody that has moving parts or lots of offices out there, or even in the retail space, you know, distribution centers, multiple distribution centers, or even, you know, to the store level, we ship to the store level. So we are EDI compliant. So, you know, we really tie right into that technology piece ties into our clients. And so that, again, so that we're pulling out costs in the supply chain when we can, you know, manage our business by handling exceptions.
So you're going to spend your time with a brand new client, asking a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
Helping them understand where they need and where they want to be. Mm-hmm. Well, tell everybody one more time how they can get more information about you, Chris, and ABGI.
Well, abgi.com is our website, and we're in Coppell. And anybody that can call in, or our number's on our website, and we are always welcoming new clients, and come and see our new distribution center soon. Hopefully we'll have a big party.
And your phone number is also on our website, playmakerstalkshow.com. Chris, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You definitely are a playmaker. Chris Sorokwaz is the owner and CEO of ABGI. Again, it's abgi.com. We're going to take a short break. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with the CEO of a company called Order My Gear. His name is Kent McKeag. Back with Kent right after this.
The 31st annual Run for the Children is now the WOKC Spooktacular Sprint for the Children. Run or walk on Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. All proceeds benefit Wipeout Kids Cancer to raise awareness and funding for childhood cancer research and to provide hope and support for children with cancer. Choose from a 1-mile fun run or a 5K course. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top winners in each age category. Join everyone for the on-site post-race party. That's Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park. Go to WOKC.org to register for fun and to wipe out kids' cancer.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk about something a little bit different with the owner of a company called Order My Gear, which was founded by CEO Kent McKeag in 2008. It offers a platform for sporting goods dealers to create and manage online stores. Now, Kent started Order My Gear to solve a problem his father, a 35-year team sporting goods veteran, had while selling to teams and schools, and that was the amount of paperwork that comes from team sales. Order My Gear is now the industry leader for online team stores and group ordering and replaces traditional paper order forms and lets everyone individually order and pay for their gear online. The first software company of its kind, Order My Gear has used its technology to help brands and distributors with group orders that are paid individually. Order My Gear now works with over 1,000 distributors across the U.S. and Canada, in addition to brands like Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. Well, Kent, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Great to have you here. Now, many people use the initials OMG exclamation point in texting and emails, but now there's a whole other meaning. Talk about that.
Well, there is. Obviously, it's our initials, Order My Gear. We didn't intentionally do that, but early on in the company, I was at one of our customers, and the secretary said, hey, the OMG guy's here, and I was really confused, and then I realized, oh, goodness, we have a name. So it's been great. We're glad that it happened, didn't intentionally do it, but glad that it's helped our brand.
Many things like that happen. You talk about the Nike brand. Well, just the expression "just do it" was a fluke. wasn't going to be that way initially. Well, you were born into the sales business as a result of your father. I talked a little bit about that, but tell us more about that and how Order My Gear was born because of what your dad was doing.
Yeah, my dad covered Northwest Oklahoma, calling on athletic directors and coaches, selling anything that a team or school would buy. And generally, he tried to avoid a group order that was paid individually because he would spend more time on a $4,000, order talking to kids and parents than he would on a $14,000 order talking to the coach. So generally, he tried to avoid that. But at times, it was necessary. And he sold $13,000 to a baseball team and came home with a stack of spreadsheets 3 inches thick with checks and cash stapled to it and credit card numbers written across the top. And I said, Dad, there's got to be a better way. He typed with his pointer finger. And so that was a full day of tallying. So, we had the idea of trying to collect that data online, collect the money online, making sure they had a platform to customize not just the store, but the products within the store, whether it's name on back, numbers, all the things that kids and parents want on their gear. And so that's kind of how it started. And I got connected to a buying group at the end of that 2008 year, and that was kind of our first big opportunity.
I can imagine how difficult that would be. Every single piece that's ordered is going to be unique and customized.
Yeah, we always say the three difficult components in our industry is it's a group order. It's generally decorated product, not just to the team, but particularly to the individual, and it's paid individually. And so when you combine those three, it's really just a mess not a whole lot of people want to deal with. Group orders are great if they're paid for by the group. But when you start combining those three things, and then you throw in equipment, you throw in uniforms, apparel, accessories, it just gets complicated really quickly. But kids and parents want to wear apparel that has their team on it.
What was your background? How did you get into doing what you're doing to solve your dad's problem?
I was a marketing major in college and then did youth ministry actually after school for about 8 years. And during those 8 years, my dad kept asking me if I wanted his territory. And I said, absolutely not. You work too hard. So tried to stay out of it as long as I could. Ended up working for a web company here in Dallas. Was learning a ton and knew that my dad knew a lot of coaches in Oklahoma. So the original thought was, let's just start a side business and see what we could do. And we've kind of been tripping over ourselves ever since.
Well, you have two pieces to your business. We talked a little bit about schools. Let's talk about dealers, sporting goods dealers. What do you do for them? What do you do to make their business better?
So our platform gives them an opportunity to leverage their relationship, their brand knowledge, and to grow. And so originally, we didn't create the system thinking they're missing out on all these sales. We just thought this is a pain point. They have to do it. Let's help them with that pain point. What we found and what our customers found was that from the equipment side, the parent apparel, even little brothers and sisters. There were a lot of things that, given the opportunity, parents and kids wanted to buy from that team dealer. And so really, it's become a tool that they're using to grow their business. The industry's going through a lot of changes, and they're looking for ways to grow. And this becomes a non-bid driven opportunity where they've found a need that parents and kids have.
So it should be a no-brainer for them.
Most of the time. I mean, it takes time. It's not, you know, back in the good old days, as my dad would say, you know, the lines were fairly drawn, and you could have a successful business doing the big ticket items, the football, basketball, baseball. And now, it's just a little more competitive. And so they're, you know, trying to figure out, how do we get the student council's t-shirts
and this gets
going
edge,
through the system?
It
does. And I think, it allows them, one of the things that we love about our customers is their customer service at the local level is really high. And, they work really hard. The coaches that trusted my dad because of how hard he worked, and he did what he said he was going to do. And that's where our customers are. And so this gives them the opportunity to leverage that value, because if the stuff doesn't show up before the first game, the coach is going to hear about it from the parents. And if the coach
gets
enough,
right there.
Yeah, so that experience has got to be good. This is not always a flexible timetable. So that service is really important, and this gives them an opportunity to leverage that service.
So why is a team sporting goods business so complicated? Is it because of what you mentioned before, or are there other pieces in there?
It's complicated from the manufacturers down to the schools. You know, from a parent perspective, I have a five-year-old that played T-ball. None of us cared about T-ball, including my five-year-old son. But we purchased things in five different experiences. So we took a check, which is totally painful for me. Took a check to the coach for the uniform. The day of the first game, we realized we needed a pair of black shorts, so we went to Target. We bought a bat and shoes at Dick's Sporting Goods. We bought a glove online. I can't remember the fifth, but that's a pretty painful experience for T-ball.
Different sources right there.
Yeah, and so we would have loved to have a solution where we could do it all in one, you know, one swoop. So that's complicated at the parent level. And a lot of times, you know, if you're a parent and your son's a swimmer at Lake Highlands, you'd much rather buy a polo that you'd wear to work or on the golf course that says Lake Highlands Swimming, not just Lake Highlands. And so giving parents the opportunity to identify with that subcommunity is something they've really shown that they want to do. And so from a parent perspective, it's complicated. From a distributor perspective, you know, for my dad to sell $1 million a year was a good year. But that was
a lot of work to do that, too.
A lot of work. And so, you know, at one point he called on 80 schools. So 3 to 5 sports a school, and you have high maintenance, you have coaches who don't totally understand, you have parents who totally don't understand how it works, and none of it from the distributor level, they're not stocking a Lake Highlands Swimming hoodie with your, you know, daughter's name on it, hoping you walk in and buy it. And so to decorate that product after you've paid or after you've ordered, you know, inventory is always an issue. And then on the brand side, you know, the shoe companies, their team divisions are very small compared to their retail side. And so their drivers are not necessarily always the same drivers as the distributor. So they're trying to get rid of their inventory, use the team division as a marketing division. And it just creates a lot of mess. And, you know, I always joke, the people who are in, most of the people that are in the team sporting goods business, either their dad started the company, they started the company 50 years ago.
It was mom and pa company.
Yeah, well, and if we had $5 million and we felt like we knew every coach in Dallas, the last thing we'd do with that $5 million is go try and start a team sporting good company. But they're always going to be necessary. People are always, 46 million kids play team sports, and they play over 2 sports a kid. So there's definitely a big market out there. It's just one of those complicated businesses that is difficult to run sometimes.
Well, let's stay with Lake Highlands, using that as an example. Let's say I have a child at Lake Highlands, mm-hmm. or I'm the student. I'm an athlete, and I want to get everything I need. Mm-hmm. I go to order my gear and do what?
So you could go to order my gear and submit a lead, and essentially we'll work with you to try to figure out what you're looking for.
Now, might it be there already?
So It wouldn't be there already. So we would work with you to figure out what it is you're looking for and then who would be your best option to fulfill that. So we don't touch any product. We don't house any product. We don't decorate any product. We just work with everybody that does. So from the brands down to the sales rep to the company that embellishes or decorates, that's who we work with. And hopefully it's a seamless experience for the decision maker, which would be the team mom, the coach, that kind of thing.
So
we don't do one off. So if you were a dad and you had a swimmer, and you wanted to have a Lake Highland Swimming one polo, that's not our sweet spot. But if you wanted to create a store for the whole swimming team, that's where we could come in and be of value.
So a sporting goods store or a team could have a store on Order My Gear.
A team, a league, a school district, a facility.
Anybody has a need for a lot of people purchasing a lot of branded sports equipment.
It could be
items.
Branded. It could be non-branded. It could be equipment, accessories. So fundraising is a big driver. And so, you know, we'll do $10 million through our system this year that's just fundraising. So instead of selling sausage or, you know, wrapping paper or whatever, this gives the group the ability to say, okay, we're going to get this price, mark it up a couple bucks, and now use that as a fundraising vehicle.
So the bottom line is you need to get people to go to Order My Gear and develop that conversation with them to build your business.
Yeah. And yeah, so if they're looking for a group apparel or equipment, you know, hopefully we can provide a good experience and some value in the process.
Well, you work with an, as I think you mentioned, old school customer base. How did you get them to move from what they're doing with, as I think you said, three color PO pads using e-commerce?
Yeah. Yeah. When we first started, most of them were using a DOS based accounting system. It all comes down to relationships. And so, you know, we have to be a company and people that they trust that we're a partner. And so, you know, we were fortunate to grow pretty slowly early on. We didn't try to grow wide. We tried to grow deep. And so I think when we work at a relational level, whether it's with the Adidas rep or the team sporting goods rep that's covering, you know, Northwest Oklahoma, they have to understand that we're here to try to help supplement what they're doing. And so we always said, you know, everything we did was to try to help my dad sell more and save time doing it. And so I think we've tried to take that philosophy into how we interact with our customers, not just salespeople, but, you know, inside customer service, accounting, those relationships.
So how do people get a hold of, as I mentioned before, OMG, Order My Gear?
Yeah, just go to ordermygear.com, and there should be some opportunities to click around and let us know what you need.
Well, Kent, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Yeah, thank you.
You definitely are a playmaker also. Kent McKaig is founder and CEO of Order My Gear. And again, it's ordermygear.com. Our previous guest was Chris Suraquaz. Chris is owner and CEO of ABGI. This has been a terrific show. Thank you to our guests for being playmakers. It's great having both of you on the show. And thank you all so very much for joining us. Join us also at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.